Hey, it's Gab and Gail. Thanks for joining me. It's going to be a fun show today. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gab and Gail, and this is a Gail Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gail Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter, @GailFoley, #GabAndGail. So speaking of gabbing, let's get on with it. Thursday, obviously, you're tuning in. If it's not Thursday, you're listening in after the fact, and that's okay. And speaking of listening in, if this is your first time, I want to say I so appreciate you clicking the button and listening in to what I have to share with you. And you're going, okay, you're Gab and Gail. What do you have to share with me today? Okay, here's the deal. I have a vast length of time that I've been in the workforce. And through all of my careers, I've had my stumbling blocks, I've had my success mountains, I've had my very low valleys, I've had my insights, I've had my aha moments, I've had my networking experience, I've been in direct sales, you name it, I have done quite a bit. And with that said, I embarked on a mission not too long ago to be able to help other people grow in their business. And how can I do that? I can share with you some of those insights and life lessons. And I do that Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I interview someone else that has had the peaks and the valleys and the excitements. And I share with you their success stories through their voice, through just a very few questions. I don't like to do a lot of talking on the interviews. I want to hear their stories because you know what? You never know when you're listening to someone else when what they've experienced might help you in the direction that you're going. I invite you to subscribe to my channel, thegailfoleyshow.com. You can through that do that at my website. You can do that through iTunes. I'm going to have a few more directories you can sign up with. You can actually send me an email through my website. And of course, as my little intro says, please connect with me on Twitter. I would love to stay connected with you, and I would love for you to get some of the stuff that I'm sharing. What I want to share right now is a joke. I absolutely love, if you've listened at all, to laughing. I love sharing funny stories. I love smiling. And one of the things that I start my day with every day is the Zitz calendar. I don't know if you're aware of this young man. It's been going on for a long time. I'm trying to read the guy's name on the little cartoon of who actually does this cartoon. Hold on, I'll get my spyglass out here. My magnifying glass out here and read to you who this is by. It is by a Jerry Scott and a Jill Borgman, I think it is. I can't read it really well. It's really, really tiny. No, Jim Borgman. Okay, so that's Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman, and they do a cartoon comic series called Zitz. And the young man that is in it is a teenager, and so if you are not familiar with it, it's hysterical. They've got to have teenage boys themselves. And since I have a teenage grandson soon to be transitioning into man, he's going to be 20 here very soon. And so this cartoon, it just always has something that just connects so profoundly. The other day there was one in there, and he's telling his mother that he's got this award at school, and she says, "What's the award that you got?" And he's digging through just piles and piles of paper, and he pulls it out, and he says, "For my organizational skills." Okay. I personally related to that in a big way because I have a daughter that's a professional organizer. But he just goes on and on and on. And I could share every single broadcast, every single show about his latest escapades. But on the back of the calendar, I laugh on the front. And then on the back of the calendar, just today, I read this called The Daily Extra. And you've got to hear this, okay? It's called Groaners, World's Best Jokes and Puns. And this one reads, a pretty young woman at the farmer's market asked the male vendor the price of his apples. He winked at her and said, "One kiss apiece." The young woman paused, then smiled and asked for a dozen. The vendor gladly complied. Upon handing over the produce, he declared that he was owed a dozen kisses. The young woman winked at him and pointed to the elderly gentleman behind her. Grandpa's paying. I just thought that was so cute and so funny. But it brings us to today's topic of, are you failing or are you just experiencing? And the reason I bring that topic up is because there's so many people in the world right now that have embarked on an adventure. They've tried to change directions in their life. They really want more than what they're doing right now. But for some people, they don't have the fortitude or the stamina to face failure when it hits them in the face right out of the gate. And, you know, Thomas Edison, there's a famous quote that he says, I didn't fail, I just know several thousand ways that things won't work. And, you know, that's really how you want to look at failure. If you go out to a restaurant and you sit down for the meal and it's a lousy meal and it's a lousy service, do you give up on going out to eat? Well, of course not. But you avoid that place, right? So if you've had experiences in your life and you've failed at them, do you just never return to experiencing a better thing, a better way? I have had so many ups and downs in my life. I mean, I have been very determined, and I recently learned from a TED broadcast, and if you want to learn more, TED has a great podcast out there, is that, you know, everything that I do, I have the intention of looking at it carefully and saying, okay, what did I learn from this experience? And I got to tell you, I just had a whole year of, if someone else was looking at my record for last year, they would think that I was a failure. Here's why. I decided last January 2013, that because I wasn't growing my network business as fast as I'd like, and I really wasn't helping people grow their business the way that I felt I should be helping them, because that's my thing, is I want to make a difference. I want to really help people grow their business. And so looking at the other leaders in our company, many, many of them have built their empire and their teams and their huge organization by marketing online. Well, I have made the attempt to do this in the past. I did not really have a big connection to my path of learning the internet marketing. And so I would get so far and then I would just go, oh man, I just can't get it, and I drop it. So when I was sharing with my friend that I was going to embark on blogging and internet marketing once again to grow my network marketing business, she says, I think I have something for you. So she introduced me to a company that is embracing internet marketing, and their whole platform is to bring you the lessons they have had in their monumental success on building a huge empire online, and with that bringing other people along to teach us that have had the same type of success they have. And in this platform, it's about blogging. And so that was something that I was going to do. So I thought, okay, that works. That's part of my plan. So yeah. And the internet marketing, well, heck yeah. If they're going to teach me how to blog effectively, going to teach me how to bring traffic to what I'm marketing, wonderful. And oh, by the way, there's a little income stream along with it if you'd like to look at, you know, earning six-figure income. Well, I'm not one to kick a horse in the teeth, you know. I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds like a plan. So I embarked on this adventure, and I eventually set aside my network marketing business because I thought, wow, I'm one of these people. I can't really focus well on two things. Some people can, but for me, I got to focus on the primary project priority in front of my face to be really, truly in awareness of where I'm going, how I'm getting there, etc. So I decided to focus 100% on learning this internet marketing. And so I would be on all the phone calls, I would be on the trainings, I would purchase the products, and all the while, I'm watching other people making money doing this. I'm like, well, okay, it'll come to me. So I just kept staying focused. I'm going this way. I'm doing what they're telling me. I attended the events. I mean, if you're in network marketing and you're on this phone or direct sales, you know how much it's preached. You got to attend the events. You got to attend the events. That's going to change your life around. You got to attend the events. Well, you know, I believe in that. And I love to travel. I love to go out and hang out with like-minded people. There's nothing more refreshing than going to an event where there's 6,000 people all chanting with the same passion and the same love for freedom from bosses and from, you know, debt collections and all that. We're all in the same place, going the same path, and we want to get there together. And so this was powerful for me. This was very powerful. It was a lot different than I was struggling on my own to learn how to engage people on the internet and build my business there. So I'm on this path, and each time a new product comes out or a new campaign, I'm right there. I'm excited. I'm going to do this. Now, the person that introduced me to this, she's having much more success than I am with it. But it's like, that's okay. That's perfectly okay. She has a bigger Facebook presence. She is out and about in different ways than I am. So she's engaging people in a different way. So that's okay. I get it. I'm okay. So I'm staying on board. Drag my husband to an event so he would understand what path I was on. We went, we had a great time. We met some incredible people. My husband and I just really connected with people around the world, really, that were at this event. It was inspiring, to say the least. I came back from that, continued on my mission to be successful with this. Again, there was an event. My husband had already been to one. That was enough for him because we don't share the same passions in that. He likes a regular corporate type environment. No, thank you. So anyway, I went then to another event, and that event is the one that changed my life. But if I looked at all the training that I did and that business, no, I didn't do so good. But what I needed from that is what I got. And that was meeting a gentleman by the name of Sam Crowley in Nashville, Tennessee, at a special mastermind event where he came out on the stage and he talked about podcasting. I'd had a similar idea to this, but I was going to do it in a different way. And so when he came out on that stage and he talked about podcasting and how he didn't have to market anything, he didn't have to do this and he didn't have to do that, it was like the weight of the world just lifted off my shoulder. Because here's what I discovered, and this is what I want to share with you. Even though you're on a path and you're determined to be successful with it, at some point in time, you might need to step back and go, is this really what I want to do? Because here's where my mindset was. I was determined. I was absolutely determined that this time that I put myself on this path to learn internet marketing, I was not going to stop until I learned it and I was successful at it. Okay, so fast forward. I meet Sam. I learn about podcasting. I stay engaged with this company because they had another campaign. I went to Dallas, another event, and then it just dawns on me. You know, Gail, you don't like doing this stuff. It's boring. You are not really having success with the way that it's put together. Is this really the path you want to continue on? And so I took a step back. I thought about the business that I'd been spending 8 years building. A lot of success stories there. And then this one that I'd promised to give it a year. And I'm at the 9-month mark. And I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at having decided that podcasting was my passion. And all of a sudden I realized that I had not failed at that business, it had brought me full circle to the path I was meant to be on. Learned a lot of stuff along the way, but I connected with some absolutely fabulous, wonderful, caring people that have the same dream of growing and being more than just a 9-to-5 job, that they have a passion for bringing freedom to other people. Well, you know what? I have that passion too, but it's taken a different path. So what I want to share with you today is, if you're determined to learn something and it's just not really sinking for you, and you're sitting there going, oh my goodness, people are going to look at me like I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're just experimenting to find out where you're supposed to be. I got to tell you, when I landed in this town that I'm in right now, I had come from a timeshare background in Williamsburg, Virginia. Well, this may surprise you, but there are no timeshare resorts in Wichita, Kansas. Okay, so I had to reinvent myself one more time. And so I ended up actually getting back in advertising, but not before I had 10 jobs in this town. And I knew that when I would introduce myself to people as I started networking in town, one month I'd be in one business and the next month I'd be in another. And they were scratching their heads going, wow, this chick's a really flaky chick. She can't stay with anything. No, that wasn't it at all. This is my life. I am not going to do something that does not reward me mentally, physically, creatively, you name it. It's not just the financial end of it. I was a single woman. My whole life was wrapped up in whatever I did all day long. And here's the sad part. When I gave prospective employers my resume, I did not lie. I did not fudge. I told the truth. I shared with them what I was looking for. And they would hire me on the basis of what I shared with them. Unfortunately, and this may have happened to you, they had their own agenda in mind for what I was going to do for their organization. I'll never forget one of those jobs. I emphatically told the gentleman that I was looking to get back into outside sales. I'd been sitting at a desk doing phone sales. I was very tired of it. I really wanted back out there pounding the pavement, walking in, introducing myself. I love cold calling. I know I'm a weird, weird person, but cold calling to me is walking in and making a new friend. And I do it very easily. I have a lot of fun at it. I seem to have a knack for it. And that's where I wanted to be. That's how I wanted to market this product for this guy. Hires me. First thing out of the gate. What's he do? Oh, here's a 3-month telephone campaign we're doing to grow this coloring book contest through the schools. And you're in charge of these categories here. And it will be on the phone. Do you know that every single day that I walked into that job, I was mad. Every day. I couldn't help it. I was mad every single day because he had deceived me. I was in a position at this stage of the game that I just really had to have that income, and I had to just swallow my tongue, get on the phone, and make those calls happen. Finally, I said to him one day, I said, you know, I'm done with this. Either I get back out on the road and do outside sales, or I'm going to have to move on. He's okay, fine, I get it. He said, let's set up an appointment. Well, I had been known as a golden girl of advertising in upstate New York. I had my own publication. I still have a publication going strong after 25 years, and this man felt that he had to take me by the hand to do a sales call for advertising. Okay, so it wasn't just two of us walking in, it was three of us. For some reason, he thought we should take this other person. We walked in, and I have never seen a worse example of a salesperson in my entire life. When he got up to leave the room for something and the candidate that we were talking to left the room, I looked at this other person. I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't work for that guy. He can't sell himself out of a paper bag. I can't work for that. And so once again, I was on a mission to find something that I could really enjoy doing each and every day. So I don't look at it as a failure. I looked at that as an experiment in what I don't want to do. And so I challenge you today, if there's anything you're doing in your life that you think you're failing at, stop and take a deep breath and go, wait a minute, what am I getting out of this? It's an experiment that I'm doing, and this is where it's taking me. So there you go. I hope you tune in tomorrow for our wonderful interview and learn about the awfulness, I'm sorry, I have to bring it to you, about human trafficking. I don't know that everybody is quite as aware as we should be of this horrendous crime that is evading our country and the world, and we need to be part of this mission and stopping it. And that's my guest tomorrow, so tune in. And in the meantime, I know you're thinking, Gail's going to say it again, and I am. Have a magnificent day. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.